Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tom Luginbill joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Tom, can't tell you how much I appreciate the time, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you having me.
Outstanding, outstanding. So, Tom, as you look at the Palmetto State here, why, in your opinion, is the Palmetto State underproducing blue-chip talent? You compare it to states like Louisiana in population, Mississippi in population. Then you look at 4- and 5-star players that those states are producing. Why is South Carolina where they are, well below those states?
You know, I sometimes just wonder if it's cyclical. You know, I go back to those 2009 and 2010 classes, the Stephon Gilmores and the Javion Clownies and the DJ Swearingers and a whole list of others. And it was this huge spike of really, really good level talent. And then it dropped off. And, you know, it's always been, you know, the state roughly of about 5 million people, as you know. So you're not going to have just numbers in droves. Even if you had a great year, you've got 2 Power 5 schools in the state. You've got FCS programs in the state. If you had a great year talent-wise, you still wouldn't be able, unless you say you had it 2 to 3 years in a row, you still wouldn't be able to build a championship-level 85-man scholarship roster. You would still have to go into other people's backyards. I think the most important thing, and by and large, this has been the case, whether it's been South Carolina, whether it's been Clemson, is when there have been great players in the state, they have stayed home. When you've had that 5 to 7 guys or maybe 8 to 10 guys on a really, really good year, they have chosen to stay home. Can you imagine what would happen to the rosters of a Clemson or a South Carolina if those guys were all going somewhere else? And that hasn't been the case. So that's a positive. And it's not too different than what we see out of Tennessee every year. You mentioned Mississippi. Alabama, I think, has been one of the most undervalued states in recruiting of the last 15 years. Of the players that have been really good that have come out of the state of Alabama, almost all of them, to a man, panned out. They've had very, very few busts. So you're forced to go into other people's backyards, and that makes recruiting difficult. And that's just the nature of the game if you're going to be coaching in the state of South Carolina.
One of the foremost recruiting experts in the country, Tom Luginbill of ESPN, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Coach, I marvel at what Dabo Swinney's done at Clemson. How has he gone from small-town South Carolina coach to top national brand, to where he can now go into a living room in Hawaii, in Alaska, and have the ears and attention of parents of 5-star football players?
Because it hasn't been an investment on behalf of the football program or the people associated with the football program. It has been a university investment. As in, you know, we hear that term all in. Well, at Clemson, they decided as a university that they were going to use football as their vehicle, and essentially made no apologies about it, came right out and said, here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. Either get on board or you're going to be left behind. And as a result, in their thinking, and they've been right, is that if we succeed in our single greatest revenue producing outlet, then everybody else is going to benefit. The new wing's going to get built on this academic building, and new funding is going to go here for this or for that. And so whether it's been Dan Radakovich, the president, the board of trustees, what have you, that's really what put Clemson in the position that they're in. Now, when you look at Dabo and the staff, once they realized that these resources were going to be at their disposal, that's when they, I thought, really did a good job of evaluating the person versus the player. All right, there's lots of great players out there, and there are a lot of great players that love to be recruited. Doesn't necessarily mean they love the game of football. What Dabo, I think, has done and his staff, they've done a remarkable job of evaluating people in the right manner. And you don't have to look any further than at how little attrition they have had under his leadership. They haven't had guys getting suspended all the time. They haven't had guys departing early for the NFL. In fact, many of the top-level players decide to stay. So they have had good people. You have good people, you have a good locker room, you have good team chemistry. You're going to have a good football team. And then I think lastly, he realized early on that the only way to compete or beat an Alabama or an Ohio State, or at that time a Florida State, was you have to be dominant at three positions. You need to be dominant in the defensive front, dominant in the offensive front, and dominant at quarterback. And if you look at the strength of the roster, that is where they've had very little drop-off and fall-off when they've had departures. They just plug new guys in. You saw it last Saturday. Brian Brisee and Miles Murphy. Now, they might be freshmen. They don't look like freshmen, though. And so when you have guys just reloading at those spots and you don't have drop-off, then you're going to be a national title contender each and every year.
I think that's very, very well said, as Tom Luginbill of ESPN joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Tom, could I get your assessment on Gunnar Stockton, the first five-star quarterback commitment that the Gamecocks have ever landed?
Like it a lot. And what I really like is I think their quarterback room is really solid now, because I love Luke Doty from last year's class. I think he is going to be really, really good. Gunnar Stockton's one of those guys, kind of a riverboat gambler type. He's got some moxie. You really like his demeanor. Game well, carries himself well. Now, the one thing, and I joke, you know, Will Muschamp and I go back a long way. We played against each other, and I've had several of his games as part of our broadcast crew the last couple of years. The number one thing that needs to happen for South Carolina is whoever put the injury spell or the injury curse on that roster, they need to get rid of that guy, because this is the roster that has been better injuries to the poor. It's just
all right, Lonzo. If you could give Tom a quick call back, I'd greatly appreciate it. We're not able to. We lost the connection there with Tom, and so if we can just do a quick call back so we can wrap this up, that would be great. Truly appreciate Tom's time here on the show today, and really, you know, giving us a lot of insight as to how Clemson is doing what they're doing. You know, in the NFL draft, they assign points to positions, right? And in this current era in the NFL, the running back has a low point total position, the safety position has a low point total position, and Dabo Swinney's taken a page from that. If you listen to what Tom Luginbill was saying, he's taken a page from that, and they're making sure that they're loaded on the offensive line, loaded on the defensive line, always have the very best quarterbacks in all of college football. And that is an amazing spot to be. All right. Tom, we're joined by Tom again. Sorry about that, Tom. We had a little bit of a cross connection there, but appreciate you having you back. And you were just going into the qualities of Gunnar Stockton and the riverboat gambler that you like so much.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think he just carries himself well. He's poised. He's got a confidence about him. For a young player, in terms of managing all the moving parts around him, I think that's really important. And, you know, like I said, I really like Luke Doty from last year's class. So I think their quarterback room has greatly improved. I think the number one thing, if you're a South Carolina fan, is They've improved through recruiting, but at least the two or three times I've had them over the last couple of years, they have been decimated by injuries. For whatever reason, they have been cursed by the injury bug. So we haven't necessarily seen some of this personnel lead to more wins. I think it's going to. They just got to stay healthier. I know Will Muschamp made some changes within his strength and conditioning staff. So hopefully some of these recruiting classes, if you're a Gamecock fan, start generating some more wins. But certainly it helps when you can load up the quarterback room.
And that was going to be my final question to you, Tom, as well, is how Muschamp in South Carolina can best convert these recruiting successes. I think recruiting might be Will Muschamp's greatest strength as a head coach, but they need to, you know, I don't know if player development is what is lacking here, but how do they go from taking these recruiting successes and seeing more wins on the gridiron? What needs to happen there?
Well, of course, you've got to be able to develop. There's no question. And you've also got to be right. Again, one of the things I think the strength from Clemson is they've been right on people. They haven't missed on people. And maybe if you're going to miss, athletically is not where you've missed. Maybe you've just not gotten the right guy and he doesn't fit. And, you know, you end up losing two or three good players that are good athletes, but maybe they're not ideal football players for you. But I think it starts with health. I really do. This is a roster, I go back to that you've got to stay healthy. And they have not been able to do that for whatever reason. And we'll see if they can get that ironed out. I think a lot of that is an off-season and a training issue. And again, the shift to a different way of doing things with some of their support staff changes, hopefully will keep more bodies on the field.
Tom, so good to have you here on the show today. I really, really appreciate it. I've followed your work for a number of years, and while we've never spoken, I just want to let you know that you are a class act, and I truly appreciate you. Thanks for the time today.
Well, I appreciate that. I enjoyed coming on. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
Thank you so much. Tom Luginbill of ESPN joining us right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Lots of great insight there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!